Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Outstanding. But, when he saw the wind, is he supposed to be looking at the wind? What's he supposed to be looking at?
Jesus.
Thinking about?
Jesus.
One thing. Come on, see, we're back to this now, right? One thing, how many things can you think about and talk about while walking on the water? Somebody says, well, I am very good at multitasking. You are going to sink. Because when it comes to faith, you got to be single-minded. Single vision. That's it. One thing. So he began to entertain other things. The wind was really kicking up. Of course, everybody knows when the wind gets above 35 miles an hour, you can't walk on the water. Can't walk on the water when it's perfectly calm. Except by faith. Now, I know that sounds funny, but that's what messed Peter up. And it's unreasonable. But that's how the enemy works. He's already having a miracle in his life. He's already experiencing the miraculous. And the devil says, you can't do this when the wind kicks up like this. Now, it's laughable. You ought to laugh at it. But he didn't. He went, huh. Yeah, man, when the wind's really kicking like that, you can't walk on the water like that. Now, we laugh at it, but it worked. Friend, when God is doing miracles in our life, when he's working things out in our finances, and he's healing our body, and he's doing things in our marriages, in our homes, in our children, and our grandchildren, and our business, the enemy will try to throw something up and go, well, it won't work now. Well, why would that make any difference? Why would a 100-mile-an-hour wind make any difference? It doesn't, unless you believe it does, unless you let it impress your mind. So he got to looking at the, he saw the wind boisterous, and he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried. He started down. Oh, can you see this? Man, this is such a perfect graphical picture of how faith works. As long as you're in faith, you can operate above it. But the moment you begin to let fear get in, what happens? You start to sink. And you can feel it. May not be literally walking on the water, but you can feel it in your life. You start sinking when you let fear in. Do you remember Jairus' daughter? And how that Jesus came, you know, to minister to her, and how they came to him and told him, don't bother the master anymore. She's already gone. She's already dead. What did Jesus look at him and say?
Fear not.
Fear not. What? Only believe. Don't be afraid. Now see, what's the next phrase? Only. You can only do this. You can't think about her being dead. You can't think about what they're telling you. You cannot entertain any of that. See, we live in a society that teaches us to be broad-minded. And we live in the information age where you can type something in on a search and get a million hits. And everybody's got their opinion. And the Bible said there are many voices in the world. And none of them without significance. All of them's got something to say.
That's right. That's right.
But for the believer, there's only one source.
Amen.
Come on now. For the believer, for the faith man, the faith woman, there's only one word that counts. Only one. He had his word. It was come. Come on, boy. Get out of the boat. Come to me. And that word was carrying him. He was coming across the water. He was doing the impossible. He was living in miracles. Until he considered another word. The thoughts came to his mind. Look at the wind. Look at the wind. You can't do this in the wind like this. The wind, the wind, the wind. And he thought, whoa, look at the wind. And fear come in. And he started to sink. And when he did, he cried out to the Lord, which is the right thing to do. Amen. If you get in trouble, if you start wavering for whatever, cry out for mercy. And he said, Lord, help me. What he's asking for right now is mercy. Mercy. And immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, oh, my, my. Isn't the Lord merciful? You know, don't get overly hung up on your faith. There are times when your faith, how can I say it? It's just not quite there. But you're doing the best you know. And in those times, God's mercy will make up the difference. Oh, are you listening now? You see it right here. He actually was getting out of faith and letting fear get in, but the Lord didn't just let him drown. Aren't you glad about that? And it didn't say, and so they never saw Peter again. They dragged the lake and dragged the lake later, but no. No, because of the mercy. Oh, the mercy of God. Even when his faith fell short, the mercy saw him through. Because the Lord knew this was his first time out, walking on the water. He's merciful. And Jesus stretched forth his hand and he caught him and he said to him, Peter, good job. Man, I guess me and you, only ones ever did this. You know, you slip a little bit there at the end, but you know you're only human, and I know that.
No.
Why? Because he didn't have to slip. There was no need for him to sink and cry out and ask for mercy. Shouldn't have happened. Wasn't supposed to happen. What did he say? Peter, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Why? Now, you know, modern society doesn't like this. Because modern society doesn't like to be corrected. Modern society doesn't believe in correction. Especially if we're Christians, we're supposed to love each other. So that means no correction. Just love me. If you start getting corrected, oh, I don't feel the love. That's, I don't feel the love. Was he feeling the love? He should have been. He ain't drowning. Right? But we live in a society that can't take any correction. None. Oh, no, don't tell me anything I did wrong. But that's not how the Lord is. He'll tell you and not blink an eye. And not make any excuses for you and not allow you to make any. And if you haven't learned that's how he is, you must. To progress with him, you have to be able to receive correction, even rebuke. And it's not fun. It's not enjoyable. But it's the way to make changes and to overcome. And there's none of us who never needs any correction. None of us. He said, Peter, oh, you of little faith. Why'd you doubt? Now, you know, the Lord's not mean. It just annoyed him because he was doing so good.
Right?
And he could have just come all the way. Why? And see, this is the thing. To the Lord, there is no legitimate excuse for doubting. He could have gone, Lord, the wind was blowing so hard. The wind was blowing before you got out of the boat, boy. The The waves were splashing. And what does that have to do with the power of the Word keeping you afloat? Nothing. But it was so hard. See, other people will accept your excuses. The Lord won't. Because He knows it's got nothing to do with it. It was so hard, and they wouldn't help me. And you know, the symptoms just got worse. And you know, the bills just piled up. What's that got to do with "by His stripes you're healed"? What's that got to do with "my God shall supply all your needs"? Nothing. Unless you focus on it and take your eyes off of what He said. Now here, I want to use another phrase here. When He says, "Why did you doubt? Wherefore did you doubt? Why did you doubt?" Let me say it another way here to emphasize something. You could say it like this. Why did you change? Did you hear this?
Yes.
Why did you change? What if He hadn't changed? We know He started out doing the right thing. It's working. If He had just not changed, if He just kept doing what He was doing, there'd have been no problem. But He changed. And when He changed, it's when He let the fear in, when He let the doubt in, He started sinking. And when He changed, it's when it all went wrong. Somebody say, "Why did you change?"
Why did you change?
Say it again.
Why did you change?
Now in Proverbs 24, you don't have to turn there. But listen, Proverbs 24. He said, "My son, fear the Lord and the King, and do not associate with those who are given to change." Did you hear that? Do not associate with those who are given to change. When you get in faith, there's only one way the enemy can defeat you, and that's to get you to change. If you'll just stay your course and keep saying the same thing, keep believing the same thing, keep expecting the same thing, and no matter if the wind blows and the wave splashes and the lightning crashes, you just say, no, this is what He said. This is what He said. This is what He said. This is all I believe. If the enemy can't get you to change, nothing He can do with you. You will get the results.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, "Don't Doubt, Don't Change," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104I. That's R1104I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.